Cold Lake. A suspect wanted for an attempted carjacking, Lane Solway Marshall of Cold Lake, was arrested along with three other people during a high-risk traffic stop in Cold Lake on March 3, around 5 p.m. The Lakeland RCMP Crime Reduction Unit, with the assistance of the Cold Lake RCMP and RCMP Police Dog Services, located and arrested Solway Marshall on outstanding warrants in relation to an attempted carjacking that occurred on January 26 in Cahuin Cree Nation. Related story. RCMP make second arrest in carjacking attempt. One suspect remains at large. The 23-year-old Cold Lake resident, along with three suspects, were arrested while a firearm and ammunition were reportedly located in the vehicle along with two prohibited weapons. Solway Marshall, Shailene Vicky Moya, 23, of Fishing Lake, Timothy Allen Nolan, 26, of Elizabeth Métis Settlement, and Cody Benson Desjarlais, 36, of Elizabeth Métis Settlement, have been charged with the several offenses. All four are facing charges of unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of firearm in motor vehicle, careless use of a firearm, and possession of a prohibited weapon. Solway Marshall is additionally charged with flight from police, X2, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, X2, possession of stolen property under $5,000, X2, possession of stolen property over $5,000, failing to comply with release order condition, X7, and weapons possession contrary to order, X3. He also faces two charges under the Traffic Safety Act, which includes driving an uninsured motor vehicle on a highway, X2, and displaying an unauthorized license plate on a motor vehicle. One of the vehicle's other occupants, Desjarlais, is additionally charged with failing to comply with release order condition, X2, and possession of a controlled substance. Solway Marshall and Moya have been remanded into custody following a judicial hearing with a justice of the peace. Both are scheduled to appear in Cold Lake Provincial Court on March 7, 2022. Desjarlais and Nolan have been released with conditions following a judicial hearing with a justice of the peace and are scheduled to appear in Cold Lake Provincial Court on April 13.